I'm Marilyn Weston. You're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us, and she addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
I want to talk a little bit about something called leaky gut. And we talked a couple of weeks ago about nutritional deficiencies. And nutrients are absorbed in the body from our gut, but there's many factors that can negatively affect the gut and lead to absorption issues. And without enough good bacteria lining the gut, we actually have trouble getting what we need from our meals. And even supplements that we might take might not necessarily be absorbed. So things like a high-carb diet or stress can lead to imbalances in something called the microbiome and cause inflammation in the gut and actually hamper the absorption of nutrients. So leaky gut basically happens where instead of being absorbed through the cells that line the intestine, molecules of food actually escape into the gut, into the gaps between those cells, and it goes straight into the bloodstream. And what happens is leaky gut can actually trigger an immune reaction. So we can actually measure that through antibodies, through food testing, where we actually can see elevated antibodies for specific proteins in food to see which foods people are sensitive to. And one of the things we do is actually remove temporarily from the person's diet those foods and then work on healing the gut. And I've mentioned this before, the effect of that stress can have on our digestive system, because when we're stressed, our bodies actually become less efficient at absorbing nutrients, and that can actually even contribute to things like leaky gut issues. So combination of stress can cause digestive issues, which can then lead to leaky gut issues. So food testing and identifying what the factors are, and then we mentioned in past episodes here the effect of IV therapy. So one of the treatments that I can actually use with patients who do have leaky gut, for example, if they're not absorbing their nutrients, is in conjunction with reducing inflammation, healing the gut, using intravenous nutrient therapy to help replenish some of their nutrients to make sure they're actually absorbing some of the nutrients that they're missing.
So this sounds like a quick fix. You sort of identify what we're not absorbing and what our body needs. And then if it can be done with IV therapy, someone has IV therapy, and obviously you can boost their vitamin C or D or whatever.
We can definitely boost their vitamin C. Vitamin D is, I don't do that intravenously, but basically with vitamin C and B vitamins and magnesium and calcium, those are the kinds of things that we would typically put into an IV.
So if you're interested in looking into your gut health, a conversation with Dr. Betty is possible. She offers you a complimentary 15-minute consultation, either by phone or in person. So all you have to do is take down the number. Dr. Betty, the phone number to your clinic?
It's 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So ask your questions and get your answers and understand how to deal with your body naturally. The phone number for Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.